up and he stopped me in the door. Deputies arrested Eduardo Silva. They say he called a half hour after the shooting to report it. And he arrested him after he went over to the suspect claims he opened fire because he told deputies.
Next patient. Next patient is Alditya Sutantavnich. Okay, the first name is Artiditaya. That is A as in apple, R, T as in Thomas, I, D as in David, T as in Thomas, A-Y-A, Artiditaya, A-R-T-I-D-T-A-Y-A, that's the first name. Last name is Sukantavanich, that is S, that's as in Sam, U-K-A-N as in Nancy, T-A, T as in Thomas, A-W, A-N-I-C-H. That is S as in Nancy, U-K-A-N, T as in Thomas, A-W-A-N-I-C-H, N as in Nancy, again. Sukantavnich Arditaya. That's the whole name. Okay. He... Date of birth is 9-3-51. Date of visit 5-6-25. Please make copy for Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S-M-D, Richard Potts. Next paragraph. Dear Richard, thank you for sending. Arditaya Sukantavnich. Next. Chief complaint is persistent cough. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 73-year-old Thai female, Thai, T-H-A-I, who has been experiencing persistent cough and bronchitis, has been on various antibiotics and 2 courses of steroids with no significant relief. The patient brings up little clear mucus, but denied chest pains. She has no fever, chills, night sweats, and no hemoptysis. The patient had a chest CT on 4/28/25, and it showed a stable 6 millimeter nodule in the left lower lobe and a small clustered patchy opacity in the inferior right upper lobe with some endobronchial opacification, suggestive of infectious etiology, period. The patient has been functional, denies she denies any significant wheezing or chest pain. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis, history of macular degeneration, but denies history of hypertension or diabetes, and no history of pneumonia. Next. Paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking and no significant alcohol use. Next, family history, mother died of strokes and high blood pressure. Father died of CHF. Next, paragraph, system review, the patient has had no weight loss, fever or fatigue. She has no she has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency dysuria, flank pains. She has no hay fever. She has coughing spells and denies shortness of breath or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no rectal bleed, no diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or arm pain or calf muscle pain. No palpitations. She has no anxiety, no depression. And she has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. No prescription meds. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 85, respiration 20, temps 97.6. Weight is 128, saturation 98. H.E. India norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosal matrix, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supplemental provision of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor absence, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1 is chronic cough and reactive airway disease. And number 2 is history of macular degeneration. Can you add that in the past history? The patient also has a history of macular degeneration. Next paragraph plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and was advised to give sputum for culture and for AFP, stain and cultures. And a CBC IgE level and a CMP were ordered. And the patient was advised to use Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams TID, PRN, a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S, M-D. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S. Thank you, Dr. Souza.